Glenn and I, you know, they'd park us up there, you know, with Grandpa and Grandma. That was poor Uncle Eddie lived with them, but Anna, see. And we'd go down, he did all the chores, see. And they had a little, well, I'll come to that. So Grandpa did all the milking and the churning, see. And had this beautiful concrete cellar there, see. So they'd go down there and had that one arm, you know, with all he had. He'd churn it. You lick that pallet, oh, that tastes good. Glenn and I tried, that's no good, see, that buttermilk, you know. We finally got to like it, see. And Grandma then would take Trixie, that was her trotting horse, that nobody ever drove but her on this buggy. And she'd take the butter and the cream and the eggs on Saturday to Hartford and spend all day up there.
That was quite a trip. How far was it to Hartford?
7 miles.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was fun. I remember one time I got to go. I sat in the bottom of his buggy, and Grandma drove over Trixie, and she bought cookies. Big sugar cookies. Then I got, and gave me some to eat on the home. That was a real treat.
Store-bought Grandma.
Lynn and I got to go with her once or twice, so. We had this uncle and aunt, the Buckles, lived there.
Yeah, too. I remember.
Aunt Lizzie and Uncle Walter.
Yeah.
And the boy worked in a jewelry store. They had this girl that always said,
"Fern, old crybaby."
Yeah, you know, she lisped all the time. You know. And so
Glenn and I went down. They smell too fresh.
So Glenn and I went down to this jewelry store. He's working, you know, and. Hell, I guess we were 5 and 6 years old or something like that, see, or ever what it was. And we got played with the damn safe, you know, and Nob, he was busy, and this is on Saturday. Everybody came to town with the horse and buggy on Saturday. So we shut the doors and twisted knobs and everything. Robert, that was his name. He gave us hell for that, see, and chased us home. We had to go back to Uncle Walter's house.
Well, he lived in Hartford then.
He was at Lizzie's husband. Well, I know that, but he worked for the railroad.
He wound up down in Texas. What's that terminal down in Texas?
Houston.
No.
Denison?
No. Galveston.
No.
I thought they lived in
The Alamo.
San Antonio.
I didn't do it.
There's some junction of the railroad here. Yeah, okay. Rob retired from that thing and lived down there. I never did see him. What the hell are you laughing at?
I've never heard that story before. Well, you know, I remember a story that Dad told or somebody told. Now, this is I don't know whether it's true or not, but they were talking about a tornado came into the harbor. There's a hotel there, and there was a baby in the bed. And this tornado picked this baby in bed up and set it outside, not too far from Harper, unharmed, in the bed. Had you heard that story?
No, I hadn't heard that one in particular. One I remember, though, that Dad and Uncle Fred both swear that they thought, what are you doing? Well, talk then.
She's talking.
I'm sorry.
Sign language.
I didn't want to interrupt you yet.
After a tornado, they saw a straw driven through a tree this big around thing.
Well, Doris can say
I've heard
Doris.
About a, people after a tornado or cyclone, a cyclone flower was hanging on the wall and blew the cyclone and that flower hanging there.
Tell your story now, Doris.
This was late because this was either. I was in college and home from college or in high school, but maybe not, maybe because we had 2 or 3 tornadoes. But we lived kind of a hill on Virginia Avenue, and we lived kind of at the top of a rise, not just a big hill, but the highest place around. Our house happened to be the highest place around, and we had a huge, great big elm tree in the front yard, you know, just one of those. Great, great, great big thing. And we had a tennis court in the backyard, And the Muchmores, the people that had the paper, had three boys, and they had prize...
hens
and
chickens.
Doves, or I don't know, but they had a coop that was on a foundation, clear in the back, right by the tennis court. And the tornado came and blew that house, which was a pretty good sized house and on a foundation, blew it over our tennis court backstop. It was in the middle of the tennis court. The backstop was intact, just as, you know, as much as it blew that to the north. And this huge, great big elm tree in the front of the house, it blew to the south. And the roots that it uprooted with that tree were almost as tall as the house. It was that big a tree.
And about the feathers in the little bandy hen.
Oh, and the little chickens were running around the next day, and their tail feathers looked like they'd been to the butcher shop. They were just as fair as could be.
Yeah, they say that.
And the top of that's
perfectly fine. That's really
good.
Yeah.
Rudy, why don't you throw that pillow on the floor? You look awfully uncomfortable.
I'm not really, honey.
Well, we throw them on the floor, honey.